The WTTW series Chicago Stories is back starting this Friday night. Lots of programming about the fascinating history of our city. And joining us to talk about what's coming up is executive producer of Chicago Stories, Anna Gardner. Anna, good morning. Let's start by talking about what's on this Friday, the premiere of the Leopold and Loeb Deadly Alliance Chicago Stories. And all this happened just a few blocks from the University of Chicago, didn't it?
Yes, it sure did. Thanks for having me, Bob. Leopold and Loeb is a pretty fascinating story. It occurred 100 years ago, actually, when two teenagers of superior intellect decided to challenge themselves to commit the perfect crime. In horrifying detail, they abducted a 14-year-old boy from that neighborhood, murdered him. And as the show details, it was not, in fact, the perfect crime that they had set out to commit.
Yeah, and there's an interview as part of this show with one of Loeb's descendants, right?
So that is actually a web extra. In order to read and learn more about that, that is exclusive to our website. But yes, the materials from that descendant are in our show, which is a whole treasure trove of new photos and letters and elements that were just only recently discovered. So while this is a 100-year-old story, we are bringing new information to light.
Always fascinating. And that Hitchcock movie, Rope, is really a wonderful movie about the Leopold and Loeb case.
Yes.
So that's the premiere for Chicago Stories this season, Friday night at 8 o'clock. Let's talk about some of the other shows you've got coming up. And you're doing one on the Black Sox scandal, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And timely. You know, we're dealing with some heartbreak this season, I would say. And going back all the way to 1919 is another story of heartbreak related to our White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
This one, a different one, of course. This is when they fixed the World Series. You know, a lot of corruption, betrayal, injustice. It's a pretty fascinating tale.
Yep. Always a good story, the Black Sox scandal. And then next month, you'll kind of prolong summer when you do a show on amusement parks. Now,
yes.
Are you going to focus on Midwest amusement parks? Is that it?
Correct. So we're focusing on Chicago amusement parks. You know, at one point, Chicago had more amusement parks in the region than anywhere else.
Hmm.
And this is a real nostalgic story. You know, this is the kind of story that's going to put a smile on all the viewers' faces who remember Riverview, White City, you know, the Kiddylands. You know, and nowadays we don't have those types of parks, right? You know, we've got these huge places like Six Flags that are not necessarily accessible to everybody. So this is a really, really fun look back at the history of amusement parks within our city.
One of the great Chicago stories is Hugh Hefner, and you're doing an hour on the making of Playboy. Tell us a little about this show coming up in October.
Yes, this is a fascinating story. I think, you know, when you hear Hugh Hefner nowadays in Playboy, you know, it conjures up all sorts of conflicted emotions, you know, based on some of the recent news. But this story, we're really going back to the Chicago story, which is, you know, he began this magazine in Chicago in the early 50s. And we're really looking at that genesis, you know, an idea from this man, you know, that turned into really a cultural touchstone, you know, 7 million magazines at its peak. And really just a fascinating start. I don't know if you know how really Marilyn Monroe launched this magazine for him. I don't know if you know that tale or not, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, centerfold, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he was able, you know, before she was the screen siren that she became, she had posed under a pseudonym for $50, did a calendar, and Hugh Hefner was able to acquire those images for $500. Mm-hmm. And that is who he put on the cover of his first edition. And so, of course, you know, that flew off the stands because at that point she was a well-known figure and he had her pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So that really got him. Of course, she did not have any say in that. But that really launched that magazine into the stratosphere.
Money well invested for half. And
yes.
Of course, you have to do a story on Al Capone when you're doing Chicago stories. Now, is this going to be one of these hours where we find out that Al Capone wasn't all bad, that they did some other things too? Tell us about this.
We do have his granddaughter on camera. So, of course, she is going to tell us a different perspective than perhaps the common narrative. Now, it's certainly impossible to do a story on Al Capone and have it not include some horrific crime and violence. You know, this is really, you know, this is the story of the beer wars. You know, it's all about prohibition, where Al Capone made himself and got his rise. You know, he was bootlegging, he was selling illegal alcohol, and it was these turf wars, you know, these violent retaliatory turf wars between the gangs that led to, you know, just the violence and the mayhem that we think of when we think of Al Capone and the outfit during these Chicago days.
Sounds like a great series of Chicago stories. Anna Gardner, thank you very much. We'll be watching Fridays, starting this Friday at 8 p.m. WTTW. Have a good day, Anna.
Thank you so much. And don't miss the website, WTTW.com/Chicago Stories, for those extras that we touched on.